我们再一次把掌声给他们。我也希望大家呢，每一个人都能够参与在我们这样的敬拜带领的事工里面。
How did our brothers and sisters feel out there? Pretty good? Perfect. We hope that everyone can have a chance in the future to do the same and help us with the worship team.
你有没有期待过说我们的敬拜呢？所有的细节都是完美的，完全没有问题，没有状况。
Have you ever anticipated that our worship is completely perfect?
那样呢，好像才是一个成功的敬拜。
Just like that, we will have a perfect worship.
你有没有期待过你的人生所有的细节都是完美的，风平浪静，一生都是顺利的
？Have you ever anticipated that your whole life was calm and windless like the sea?
从来没有出现过挑战，没有出现过这个失败，好像这样才是一个完美的人生，一个成功的人生。
Without challenges and without failures, like that, you have a perfect life.
那为什么我们的敬拜中有的时候会出小问题，我们的人生有的时候会遇到挑战，会遇到一些状况
？So why do we have some small errors in worship, and why do we have some small errors in life?
神不是赐我们平安的神吗？
Isn't Lord the Lord that gives us peace?
我们的神赐给我们的平安是在风浪之中他依然坐着为王的那样的平安。我们的神赐给我们的平安是洪水这个泛滥的时候他依然坐着为王，他依然掌管这个世界的时候那样的平安。
The peace the Lord gives us is the peace that when everything goes into chaos, that he will still be above everything. That's the peace he offers us.
你有没有经历过你的那个状况已经到了绝望的边缘，到了最后一刻神才出手展现他的大能。
Have you ever had the moment where you're on the verge of collapse? That's when God reaches his hand out to you.
我讲一个我自己的故事。
Let me tell you a story about myself.
很多年以前呢，有一个夏天我是先跟着合唱团到了欧洲的几个国家演出。
When I was younger, I was in the choir, and we went to a few European countries to perform.
我呢做了这个行程的规划，我就从欧洲呢飞到中国，然后在中国呢跟我的家人在一起。我这个确定好了这个回到美国的行程。
I organized a trip so that on the way back to America from Europe, I took a stop in China to visit my parents.
我的计划里面呢，我是提前四天要到芝加哥，这个四天之后呢，我已经安排了要考这个 GRE， 这个 Graduate Record Examination， 一个很重要的一个考试。
I planned it so that I returned to Chicago 4 days earlier, and that I have time to study for the GRE.
That's the plan. That's only
that was the plan.
我已经为这个考试准备了多半年的时间。
I prepared for this test for around half a year.
结果我在北京要登机的时候呢，当时是俄罗斯航空，他们说你的这个系统里面根本没有你的订票的信息。
And when I was about to board at Beijing, I was flying Russia Airlines, and they said that your ticket was not even in the system.
我很着急啊，我就用中国的手机号码给美国的这边的这工作人员打电话，那个时候越洋电话还挺贵的，但是也顾不了了。
I was very frustrated at the moment, and at the time, I had a Chinese phone number, and I had to call an American number to get this issue solved. And at the time, doing international calls was quite expensive, but I couldn't worry about that in the moment.
结果帮我订机票的这个女士呢，她说：“哎呀，弄不好意思，给你弄错了。”
And the lady who was ordering the tickets for us, she said, oopsies, we got it wrong.
结果呢，她只能订了第二天凌晨的这个机票，但是她说这个行程呢，就会在这过程中有很多的拖延，很多的地方呢，会要等很长的时间。
As a result, she had to reorder a ticket for the next morning.At midnight, and as a result, this caused many more delays throughout the whole journey.
我们 跟主的这个关系，这个信心有的时候会有起伏。刚好那一段时间呢，是我跟神很亲近的一段时间。
Our faith in the Lord has ups and downs. Luckily, at the moment of that incident, I had a good relationship with the Lord.
所以还好，我的这个心里面没有太多的惊慌。
And thankfully, I didn't have too much fear in my heart.
那么第二天早晨呢，就先飞到了莫斯科，后来从莫斯科转机呢，飞到了波兰的华沙。
So the next morning, I flew to Moscow, and then I flew to Poland.
但是呢，因为这个订机票很仓促呢，我需要在华沙的机场在那里停留18个小时。
But because of the rush and the last second nature of ordering the ticket, I had to wait 18 hours in Poland.
Warsaw. 结果那个机场呢，空调开得特别冷。
And in that airport, the AC was all the way blasting.
我的厚衣服呢，都在托运的那个行李里面拿不到。
And all my warm, comfortable clothing was on the other plane with my luggage.
18个小时我也不敢睡觉，害怕一睡觉就会感冒了。
I fear sleeping as well, because I didn't want to catch a cold while I was sleeping.
太冷了，我就这样跑，在那个机场里面就是跑圈。
And at that moment, I was cold, and I was running laps to remain warm.
觉得快要冻死了，突然发现，哎，有一个地方提供免费的这个淋浴。
It feels like I was about to freeze to death, but...There was a place that provided warm showers.
哎，我就赶紧进去，这个洗了热水澡就暖和过来了。
So I warmed myself up with a nice warm shower.
本来应该是从这个华沙呢直接飞芝加哥，但是这个机票呢订的呢就是我需要在纽约的肯尼迪机场转机。
Originally, the plan was to go from Warsaw directly to Chicago, but I ended up having to stop at Kennedy Airport in New York.
在这个转机的过程中呢，我上了从这个肯尼迪机场去芝加哥的这个航班飞机呢，结果又出了状况。
During this process, I ran into another issue.
这个等了很久呢，飞机不起飞，机长说他们有一个座位上沾了泡泡糖。
We waited a long time, and the flight was not taking off. And the captain told us that there was bubble gum stuck onto a seat.
他们在找这个清理的人员在清理。
They are currently having maintenance staff clean it.
又过了半小时，他们说这个清理掉了，但是等飞到芝加哥，他们这个机组的下班的时间就已经过了，他们没有办法飞。
After half an hour, they finally cleaned it up, but they said that.They couldn't take off because by the time they land, the other airport would have been closed.
他们说要找这个别的机组来顶班呢，也没有人。他们说只能大家下飞机，明天再飞。
They had no other substitutes, so they had to wait until the next day to take off.
我当时跟主的这个沟通呢，非常的就是比较亲密。我都记得我当时跟主怎么说的。我说，神啊，我知道你在考验我，你能不能找一个更靠谱的理由。
At the time, I had a really good relationship with the Lord, and as I was communicating to the Lord, I said to him, Lord, can you find a more reasonable way to test me?
后来我就离开了以后呢，别的人都安排了第二天的这个飞机，我实在不行，因为已经路上损失了很多的时间，我第二天就要考试了。
At the time, everyone ordered.Tickets for the next day, but I couldn't do that because I already lost a lot of time, and the test is next day.
后来我就跟他们航空公司的人打电话，就是催着他们一定要给我解决问题。
So I continued calling the people at the airlines and have them solve the issue for me.
然后他们说这个第二天比较早的时间呢，是在 LaGuardia 机场啊，有一个航班我可以坐。
They said that an earlier flight would be at LaGuardia Airport.
LaGuardia.第一次听说还有 LaGuardia 的机场。
It's the first time I've heard that there's an airport in LaGuardia.
那晚上我也不敢睡，这个大概我记得3点钟，我就坐了一个 shuttle， 就从肯尼迪机场到了 LaGuardia， 然后在那里等。
I was too scared to sleep, so at 3 a.m. I took a shuttle to LaGuardia Airport.
后来终于呢，到了早上，上了飞机。
And finally, when I boarded in the morning,
又是好半天不能起飞，机长说这个发动机过热，他们需要检测。
We still had to wait a long time because the captain said that the engine was overheating.
那个时候我是就是很有信心，我知道神在考验我，越是出现这样的情况，好像我的里面越有力量，就是很奇怪的一种感觉。
I had a lot of faith at the time, and I knew that the Lord was testing me, and that gave me a lot of energy for odd reasons.
后来就又下了飞机，在那个候机楼里面等，后来又说可以上飞机了，那次真的是起飞了。
So we got off the plane, and we waited in the airport, and we got back on to the flight.
那个航班呢，我知道飞到这个芝加哥的机场，等我到了考场是会很可能会迟到的。
I knew that by the time that plane landed and I got to the testing site, I would have been late.
我就在纽约呢，这个跟我在芝加哥的同学打电话，我请他呢两件，拜托了两件事情，让到机场呢去帮我取行李，因为我没有时间去把那个行李去领出来再出发。第二个是呢，帮我带一罐红牛饮料。
So when I was still in New York, I called my friend who was in Chicago to have him.Do me two favors. The first one was to pick up my luggage. The second one was to bring me a Red Bull.
后来呢，降落以后，我就拖着行李，拖着随身的行李，就是疯狂的跑。后来跟他见面，把这个领行李的这个票给了他，拿了红牛饮料，我就赶紧去坐地铁。
When I finally got off, I hurriedly ran to my friend, got the energy drink.Got my luggage and ran to the subway.
刚好那有一条地铁线是从机场一直可以通到这个考场，中间不需要换乘的。
Luckily, there was a continuous subway that goes straight from the airport to the testing site.
我到了地下，到了售票的地方，他们说这个下大雨，这个地铁呢，这个被淹了，这个没有办法坐地铁。
Well, what do you know? I got to the subway, and it seems that a flood had flooded the subway station, and the subway cannot continue.
后来我又赶紧拖着行李往上跑，找到一个到路边，找到一个出租车，就到了这个考场的楼下。
So I ran back up the stairway, got in a taxi, and finally got to the testing site.
我已经迟到了。
I was already late.
我记得那个车费呢，应该是$60多。
I remember the...Taxi fees was about $60.
我给他一张100的，我说不用找了。
I gave him a 100 and said, "Keep the tip."
可能那是我给小费最大方的一次。
That was the most generous time I've given a tip.
后来我去了考场，哎，他们允许我进去考，那个是在电脑上考的。
I went to the testing site and they actually let me go in and continue the test. The testing was digital.
我把包存起来，把那个红牛饮料喝了。这不是广告啊，就是因为几天在路上没有睡觉。
I stored my luggage. I drank the energy drink. This is not an advertisement, by the way. And I needed it because I haven't slept for days.
后来我坐在电脑面前，我先祷告。
When I was sitting in front of the computer, I prayed.
然后大概考了有两三个小时。
The testing lasted around 2 to 3 hours.
那个考试呢，你提交之后，他马上会把分数给你反映出来的。
The grading was instantaneous, so as soon as I finished, I got my grade back.
我坐在那就哭了。
I sat there crying.
因为那个成绩呢，是比我之前期待的还要好。
Because my score was even better than what I anticipated.
是在这个所有GRE 考生中间，这个前1%的一个成绩。
It was top 1%.Within all the students who took it.
就是我们的人生有的时候会遇到各种各样的问题。
Sometimes we face all kinds of issues in life.
你觉得神好像一直都没有真正的帮助你。
You think the Lord never really helped you.
但是他依然在那里掌权，有的时候他可能会故意的来延迟。
But he's still in power. And sometimes he intentionally makes delays.
我们今天讲到的题目是当耶稣迟延的时候。
Today's topic is when Jesus delays.
我们今天分享的经文呢是约翰福音的11章1到44节。
Our passage today is John chapter 11, 1 through 44.
好的，我们一起来做一个祷告。
Let's make a prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师，我们感谢你，你赐给我们美好的经文。
Our Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, and Jesus, thank you for giving us this lovely time.
我们求你，你此时此刻与我们同在。
We pray that you are with us at this moment.
让我们更加的亲近你。
And that we could get closer to you.
让我们更加的认识你。
That we can know you better.
我们把以下的时间完全仰望在你的手上。
We give all our following time to you.
啊，奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
那么，你有没有经历，或者你目前是不是正在经历这样的主的延迟？
Have you or are you currently experiencing delays from the Lord?
可能是你婚姻出现状况。
Maybe it's an issue with your marriage.
可能是你的孩子正处在叛逆期。
Maybe your child is in a rebellious era.
有可能你的事业呢出现了很大的问题。
Perhaps there's been issues with your career.
有可能你的健康出现了很严重的问题。
Or maybe your health has issues.
但是我们今天呢要看神的延迟呢不是他的冷漠，而是他荣耀的预备。
But today we're going to see that Lord's delays are not out of indifference, but out of preparation for his glory.
我们今天的讲道呢分成三个部分。
We split our sermon into three different sections.
第一个部分是在黑暗中信靠神的主权。
One, to trust in the sovereignty of the Lord in darkness.
第二个部分是在绝望中抓住永恒的盼望。
Second is to grab on to the eternal hope while we're in despair.
第三个部分呢是听见呼召走出坟墓。
Part three is to hear the call and walk out of the tomb.
我们先来看第一个部分。
Let's go into part one.
我们一起来读十一章的一节。
Let's read John chapter 11, verse 1.
有一个患病的人名叫拉萨路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。
Now, a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha.
这三个人啊，这个拉萨路，还有两个姐妹，一个玛利亚，一个是马大，跟耶稣的关系是很亲近的。
There's three people here, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. These three people had a very close relationship with Jesus.
他们都是年轻人，可能有很多共同的话题。
They're all young people who probably had many topics in common.
这时候呢，这个男生，这个拉萨路，患病了，很严重的病。
At this moment, Lazarus fell into deep illness.
这时候，玛利亚还有马大两姐妹呢，就请别人去捎话给耶稣，说：“主啊，你爱的人病了。”
And as a result, Mary and Martha asked somebody to convey the message to Jesus that someone you loved is sick.
他们说：“主啊，你爱的人病了，不是一个虚假的客套的话，是真的是他们跟耶稣的关系很好，是耶稣所爱的其中的一个弟兄啊，拉萨路。”
Now they said that.Someone you love is sick. And this is out of Now this is genuine because they do know that they all have a really good relationship with Jesus at the time.
然后我们一起来读第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
When he heard this, Jesus said, This sickness...will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son's name may be glorified through it.
耶稣在这里说，这病不至于死，但是我们后来看，拉撒路还真的就死了。
Jesus says here that this will not result in death, but Lazarus died anyways.
但是最关键的是，耶稣说，这是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
But Jesus did say that this was in order to glorify God.
这个第五六节呢，啊，我们一起来读。
Let's read verse 5 through 6.
耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉萨路，听见拉萨路病了，就在所居住之地仍住了两天。
Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days.
这些经文的这个中间连接词的逻辑关系非常的可笑，非常的有趣。
This verse has some very interesting logic connecting the verse together.
这个前面说耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路，然后呢又听见拉撒路病了。这里不是应该说于是他就马上起身这个日夜兼程的去到他们那个地方吗？
You would think that Jesus would hurriedly go to Lazarus after hearing from Martha and Maria that someone he loved was sick.
这个地方呢说他听见拉撒路病了，他就在所居住之地呢仍住了两天。
But the verse says, after hearing that Lazarus was sick, he still stayed where he was for 2 more days.
而且这个地方的这个连接词呢是有一个这个就好像是说于是或者是就所以他就又仍住了两天。
And this verse also infers that he stayed 2 more days because he heard the message that Lazarus was sick.
圣经里面完全没有说耶稣有什么走不开的事情，他必须要多等两天。
In the Bible, this passage was not said when Jesus had more pressing issues on hand.
耶稣是有意的多等了两天。
Jesus intentionally waited 2 more days.
哇，这是为什么？
And why is this?
因为神他的看事物的角度跟我们不一样。
And this is because God's perspective looking at things is different than ours.
他在这样的让我们等候的过程中也要让我们的生命更多的经历他更变得更加成熟。
Through this process of waiting for him, he will give us the opportunity to grow in him and let us be more mature in him.
以赛亚书55:8这里说耶和华说我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
In Isaiah chapter 55:8, it says, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord.
那么你是不是也经历过类似这样的时刻？
So have you experienced moments like this?
你相信神爱你，但是你不明白他的作为。
You believe in the Lord, but you don't understand his actions.
你明明知道神是无所不能的，但是你却不明白他为什么一直都还不行动。
You know that the Lord can do anything, but you don't know why he does what he does.
有的时候你想要这个持守你爱主的信心，但是内心呢却充满了疑惑。
Sometimes you want to hold on to the faith you have already, but sometimes you're filled with doubt.
那么第14-15我们一起来读。
Now let's read verse 14 through verse 15.
拉撒路死了，我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。
Lazarus is dead, and for your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe.
耶稣是无所不知的，他等了两天，等到拉撒路死了，然后他说，我们出发吧。
Jesus is all-knowing, and he waits until Lazarus is dead for him to start his departure.
死亡对我们来说是一个绝望的终点。
For us, death is the final point of despair.
但是耶稣呢，要让它变成神迹的舞台，神荣耀的舞台。
But Jesus will turn it into a stage for the Lord's glory.
神专门是选择这样的绝境来让我们更加的依靠他。
The Lord intentionally chooses these impossible situations.
比方说在罗马书4:19，这里讲到亚伯拉罕还有萨拉他们晚年生下小孩子的事情。
Just like in Romans chapter 4:19, it talks about the experience of Sarah and Abraham in their old years.
神很早就已经应许亚伯拉罕他要有后裔，而且是要像海边的沙天上的星星那样多。
The Lord made the promise to Abraham long ago that his descendants will be numerous as the amount of sand and the amount of stars in the sky.
但是他们夫妻俩就一直是没有孩子。
But the couple didn't have a child for the longest time.
神应许之后呢，他们又等了几十年，还是没有孩子。
Even after God's promise, they still didn't have a child.
到了最后呢，他们俩都上百岁了，早都过了这个生育的年龄，神赐给他们孩子。
And finally, when they are over their hundreds, the Lord finally gave them their child.
有时候神真的是要让我们人所能够想到的一切的手段，一切的资源都耗尽了，完全没有希望了，他才开始行动。
The Lord sometimes waits until we have nothing left that we can do to do his actions.
那么我们应该怎么样让神来掌权？我们怎么样放手交给他呢？
So how do we let go and give the power to the Lord?
我给大家三个很实际的步骤。
I will give everyone three realistic steps.
第一个呢是承认你不明白神的时间表，他有他的时间表，我们不明白。
One is to admit that you don't understand the Lord's timeline.
然后第二个呢是选择相信神的爱，即使你感受不到这个爱。
Two is to choose to believe in his love, even when you can't feel it.
第三步呢，就是继续的顺服，即使还看不到结果。
Three is to continue obeying him, even when you don't see any results.
我们来到今天讲到的第二个部分。
Now let's come to point two of our sermon.
就是在绝望中抓住永恒的盼望。
And that's to get a good grasp on eternal hope when you're in despair.
耶稣呢，就和他的门徒来到了这个村庄。
So Jesus with his disciples came to this village.
听到耶稣来了，这个两个姐妹呢，马大和玛利亚，马大就出去迎接耶稣。然后这里特别说呢，玛利亚待在屋里没有出去。
When hearing that Jesus has arrived, Martha went out to greet Jesus, and it says especially in the verse that Maria stayed in the room.
我们不知道耶稣基督多等了两天，还有路上的又花了两天的时间。这几天，这个两个姐妹她们是怎么过来的
？We don't know how these two sisters made it after Jesus left 2 days late and took multiple days during his trip.
她们对耶稣其实是有相当程度的信心的。
They have a considerable amount of faith in Jesus.
如果她们完全不相信耶稣，她们不会第一件。事情想到的就是请他要来。
If they didn't have faith in Jesus, they would not have invited Jesus to come as their first thing.
我不知道在这几天的时间里面，他们是不是一直都在祷告。
I don't suppose they were praying throughout these few days.
他们一边祷告，一边看着拉撒路的病情越来越恶化。
They probably prayed as they saw the, worsening illness of Lazarus.
他们不光是被推到了绝望的边缘，甚至是完全的绝望了，人都已经死掉了，都已经死了几天了。
They not only got pushed to the edge of despair, but rather they are desperate because Lazarus already died.
而且马大和玛利亚，我们在圣经的其他的地方，我们读到这两个姐妹，她们的性格其实是很不一样的。
And we read that in other parts of the Bible that the personalities of Martha and Maria are vastly different.
有一个地方说呢，有一次耶稣基督在讲道，玛利亚呢就坐在耶稣基督的脚前，很认真的听他讲。
In one passage, it says that was it Maria?
Maria.
That Maria was sitting really close to Jesus' feet as she listened intently to his preaches.
马大呢就一直在忙碌，可能在厨房里面准备饭食啊，或者做什么其他的服侍的工作。
While Martha was busy about the place, preparing for the occasion.
然后在这个地方呢，我们也看到这两姐妹她们的性格的差异。
In this situation, we see the difference in the personalities of these two sisters.
马大出去迎接耶稣。
Martha goes out to invite Jesus.
玛利亚呢，留在屋里。我不知道，圣经在这里没有描述，我猜想她心里面有失望，甚至是有委屈，有怨恨。
While Maria stays in the room, and I can imagine that she can it's very possible for her to be, filled with hatred and despair and disappointment.
然后马大呢，我们一起来读21节。马大对耶稣说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。”
Let's read verse 21. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
我们看到马大对耶稣是有信心的。
We see that Martha has faith in the Lord.
但是呢，她在这里不理解的是为什么耶稣延迟没有早一点来。
But what she doesn't understand is why Jesus delayed and didn't come sooner.
但是呢，紧接着马大的又有更多的信心体现出来，在二十二节我们一起来读。
And in verse 22, it demonstrates even more faith on Martha's part.
就是现在我也知道，你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。
But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask.
这个信心其实是很了不起的。
This is an incredible demonstration of faith.
在二十五节，我们一起来读。耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。”
Let's read verse 25. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die."
耶稣呢，在这里更加的来启示，让我们认识他是谁，然后给我们信心。
Jesus here gives us faith in him and deepens our understanding in him.
中文圣经在这里说呢，复活在我，生命也在我。
In the Chinese Bible, it says, "Resurrection is in me, and life is also in me."
其实呢，我们读其他的译本或者是原文，我们会发现，耶稣基督在这里说的更直接。他说：“我就是复活，我就是生命。”
If we read the original Hebrews version, it says that I am resurrection and I am life.
你的信心在哪里？你是看这个环境吗？看这个？人已经去世了，已经没有办法救回来，还是你的眼睛就盯在耶稣，你知道耶稣是谁？
Where does your faith lie? Does your faith lie in what you see, whether people died or whether people are living, or does your faith lie in Jesus and on Jesus alone?
他说，我就是复活，我就是生命。
Jesus said, I am resurrection, I am life.
甚至他接着在二十六节，我们一起来读，他说，凡活着信我的人永远不死，永远不死。
And in verse 26, we read that, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
然后马大是怎么样反应的呢？我们起来读二十七节。马大说：“主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。”
Now let's see how Martha responded in verse 27. Yes, Lord, she replied, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God.Who is to come into the world?
这个马大在这里做一个非常了不得的一个信仰的宣告。
Here, Martha made a great testimony of her faith.
那么她对耶稣基督的身份的认识呢，是很正确的。
That she had a very accurate understanding of Jesus' identity.
然后我们来看呢，后来耶稣呢就进到房间。后来见到了没有见到房间，到了门口，然后玛利亚才从里面出来，然后这个玛利亚在哭，其他的这些亲戚朋友也都在哭。这个时候我们一起来读三十三节，耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹，又甚忧愁。
And after that, Jesus begins to walk inAnd she sees Maria crying as well as everyone else. Let's read in verse 33. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in the spirit and troubled.
然后我们接下来看整本圣经最短的一节经文。
And let's see the shortest verse in the Bible.
就是耶稣哭了。
It says Jesus wept.
这节经文给我很多的感动。
This gave me a lot of inspirations.
你想创造整个宇宙的这样一个创造主。他居然能够因为我们这样的情感的表达，他也跟我们共情，他也哭了。
Think about it this way. The God who created the universe, when seeing us cry, he also shared that emotion.
有很多的科学家，他们相信这个世界有一个创造主，但是他们觉得这个创造主是完全理性的，完全是冷眼旁观的看他所创造的这个宇宙在自己运转。
It's true that many scientists believe that there is a God, but many of them believe that the God is completely logical and without emotion.
但是圣经启示我们这样一个创造主，他是道成肉身，他是变成一个人，跟我们一起生活，一起体验我们所有的喜怒哀乐的这样一个神。
But in the Bible, it shows us that our God is one that can feel all the emotions along with us.
当我们忧伤，当我们哭泣的时候，你相信耶稣，他也跟我们共情，他 他也跟我们一起哭泣。
When we're in despair, when we're crying, it says that Jesus will also cry with us.
在诗篇56篇八节，这个诗篇的是大卫王，他被敌人追杀的时候，他也痛哭，他也非常的恐惧。
In Psalms chapter 56, verse 8, this is what David wrote when he was being chased by the enemies.
他跟神说，你把我的眼泪装在你的皮带里，这不都记在你的册子上吗？
It says, record my misery, list my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record?
那么我们怎么样能够把痛苦带到耶稣面前来？
So how do we bring our misery in front of Jesus?
很多时候其实我们没有把自己的痛苦带到神的面前来。
Many times, we do not bring our troubles in front of Jesus.
我们自己这个假装坚强，我们自己扛着所有的这样的重担。
We pretend that we can carry the burden of our troubles.
那么第一个步骤呢，就是不要假装坚强，承认真实的痛苦。
So our first step will be to not pretend that you are strong enough to carry all your burdens and acknowledge your pain.
第二个步骤呢，像玛利亚一样伏伏在主的脚前。
The second point is to be like Mary, to fall at the feet of Jesus.
第三个步骤呢，你相信耶稣的眼泪，这个证明他是理解你的痛苦的。
And the third is to believe in the Lord's tears because he does understand you.
我们来到今天讲到的第三个部分。
Let's go into our third section.
就是听见呼召，走出坟墓。
This is hear the calling and walk out of the tomb.
第三十九节我们一起来读。
Let's read in verse 39.
马大对他说，主啊，他现在必是臭了，因为他已经死了四天了。
But Lord, said Martha, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been dead for 4 days.
耶稣基督让这个人们领他去拉撒路的这个坟墓那里。
Jesus asks people to lead him to the tomb of Lazarus.
以色列人他们这个埋葬的习俗呢，跟中国人不一样。
The burial traditions of the Israelites is different than that of Chinese people.
他们是一般在石头山上呢，凿一个这个水平于地面的一个。然后再进去。
They generally create a hole in a mountain that's parallel to the ground and use that as a tomb.
而且中国人可能人去世以后还要在灵堂里面大概有一两天才会下葬，他们是当天一定要下葬的。
In Chinese culture, sometimes we let them sit for maybe 2 more days, but in this case,They have to commence the burial immediately.
这个墓的这个洞口呢，他们会用一个比较大的一个圆盘一样的石头滚到那儿堵住它。
The door of the tomb will be blocked by a huge round door-like object.
这时候耶稣呢命令人们说，把这个墓的门呢，这个大石头呢挪开。
And in this case, Jesus ordered people to move this huge round stone.
这时候马大呢说，主啊，他现在肯定是已经臭了，他已经死了四天了。
And this is when Martha warns Jesus that he must have already started composition.
为什么是四天？这四天有什么特别的意义吗？
And it says 4 days here. Is there a special meaning to that 4 days?
因为犹太人的传统里面呢，他们相信人死了，这个灵魂会在身体周围徘徊三天的时间。
In this case, the Jews believe that the soul will linger around the body for 3 more days after death.
但是到了第四天呢，身体开始腐烂，这个灵魂呢就完全的离开这个人了。
On the 4th day, however, when the body starts decomposing, the soul completely leaves the body.
耶稣一定要等够四天才来到这里。
Jesus had to wait more than 4 days in order to do this.
要让人们知道。这个是完完全全100%的神迹，这不可能是什么巧合，或者说这个人是处在一个假死的状态，灵魂又回来了。
So that people can understand that this is a complete miracle, not by some coincidence, even if they believe in something that's not completely logical.
就像耶和华神让亚伯拉罕还有撒拉，他们在那么晚的年纪才生小孩，要证明的是100%的神迹，不可能是什么医学的手段。
Just like how the Lord gave the child to Abraham and Sarah at such an old age, he needed to prove that this was not by some coincidence.
我们的处境里面有没有已经死了四天的情况，让你那样的绝望？就是在我们现实生活中的处境里面，有没有好像是已经死了四天，完全的绝望的这样的状况
？In our lives, have you ever had a situation in which it seems like a person has been dead for 4 days and you're completely desperate?
你的婚姻的状况，你的财务的状况，你的健康的状况，有没有这样让你已经完全的绝望？但是这时候正是神要显出他荣耀的时候。
Have you had a moment, whether it be in your marriage, in your health, your career, where you feel like you've been already dead and past the point of return, where God can really demonstrate His glory?
这时候呢，我们需要有强大的信心。我们一起来读四十节。耶稣说：“我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？”
In this case, we need immense faith.And in verse 40, it says, Jesus said, Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?
你相信吗?
Do you believe?
我们一起来读41到42节。
Let's read verse 41 to 42.
耶稣说,父啊,我感谢你,因为你已经听我,我也知道你常听我,但我说这话是为周围站着的众人,叫他们相信是你差了我来。
Jesus said, Father,I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me.
我们注意到这个耶稣基督他献上感恩是在神迹发生之前还是在神迹发生之后呢?
We notice that Jesus gives thanks before or after the miracle.
是在神迹发生之前他就先感恩。
It happens before the miracle.
这个感恩是开启这个丰盛思维的一把钥匙。
It shows that thankfulness is a key to unlocking this kind of thinking.
我最近每一天呢都写下来也分享三条就日常生活中对神的感恩。
Recently, I've been listing every day 3 things that I'm thankful for.
我觉得对我有很多的帮助。
I think that this has helped me a lot.
让我看到更多积极的方面。
It allowed me to see very positively.
对，然后这个非常有戏剧性的，我们一起来读43节。
And very comedically, let's read verse 43.
说了这话，就大声呼叫说：“拉撒路，出来！”
When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out."
这个我们可以有那个画面感，就是在一个这个黑洞洞的一个这个墓室的洞口，耶稣对里面大声的喊说：“拉撒路。”
We can just picture that Jesus is yelling into this dark black tomb for Lazarus to come out.
他在对谁喊？一个已经死了四天，可能身体都已经发臭的这样一个人在喊。
Who is he calling out to? Someone who's dead and who's been decomposing for 4 days?
耶稣要让他复活，有没有其他的办法？
Does Jesus have any other way of telling him to come back to life?
但是神他施行神迹，他工作，他一定要我们自己参与在他的工作里面。
But for God's miracles to happen, He wants to include us in that miracle.
他本来可以打一个响指，就让那个墓室门口的那个石头自己挪开。
He could have snapped and made the stone move.
他可以打一个响指，这个拉撒路就活了。但是他大声的喊：“拉撒路，出来！”他发一个命令，发有给一个呼召。
He could have snapped and resurrected Lazarus, but he didn't. Instead, he yelled into the tomb, "Lazarus, come out!"
然后呢，四十四节，我们一起来读：那死人就出来了，手脚裹着布，脸上包着毛巾。
In verse 44, we read, "The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his feet."
这个画面
face.
这个画面非常的惊吓。你看过埃及的木乃伊的样子吗？这个拉撒路当时就是蹦蹦跳跳的就出来了。
This is a very frightening scene. Have you ever seen an Egyptian mummy? This is what Lazarus was like when he came hopping out of the tomb.
这个耶稣对这样一个死人喊，说叫他的名字，让他出来。这个死人是一个最不可能 顺从耶稣基督采取信心行动的人，他都听从了耶稣，他凭着信心他就出来，他就活了。
Jesus yells into the tomb to a dead person. Now we all know that a dead person is probably the last person that will and can believe in the Lord, but Jesus still does this anyways, and what do you know? Lazarus comes walking out.
这个地方也有象征意义。
This also has a symbolism meaning.
你在你的人生之中，你有没有躺在一个什么样的坟墓里面？
In your life, have you laid on some kind of tomb?
有的时候我们躺在那种焦虑甚至是抑郁的坟墓里面，好像没有力气动。
Sometimes we lay on the tomb of worry and
depression,
and we can't move.
但是耶稣呼叫了你的名字，你要出来。
But when Jesus calls your name, you must come out.
有的时候我们在人生的过往里面，我们受到很多的伤害，有很多的遭遇，有一些苦难，我们觉得人生好像是一个很凄惨的。
Sometimes through life we experience unfortunate events, and it leads us to believing that life is miserable.
有弟兄姐妹跟我讲，他最近呢，这个家里面发生了一些很不顺利的事情，然后他又联想起来他早年间他经受的很多的苦难和伤害，他说，我觉得我的人生是一个失败的人生。
Recently, some brother told me about unfortunate events he's been going through, and he also reflected with me the unfortunate events and misery that he's experienced in his past, and he finally tells me that he's had an unsuccessful life.
我相信，百分之百相信这个话，这个声音绝对不是从神那里来的。
I can believe 100% that this did not come from the Lord.
我们不能够一直躺在这个失望的这种苦读的这种觉得是失败感的这样的坟墓里面。
We can't lay in the tomb of failure and depression.
耶稣大声地喊你的名字，说出来，然后我们就出来。
Because when Jesus yells your name to come out, you must come out.
有的弟兄姐妹，这个不久前有非常亲近的亲人过世了，他非常的痛苦，非常的悲伤。
Some brothers and sisters are in pain because their loved ones had passed away.
这是正常的，这是合理的。
This is normal. This is logical.
但是这个事情已经过去了半年，甚至是快有一年的时间，他还是每天生活在这样的悲痛之中。
But this event had passed maybe half a year ago or a whole year ago, but they're still living in that kind of misery.
这样的悲痛呢，已经对他的身心健康产生了很严重的影响。
This kind of misery is causing damages to their life and their health.
耶稣大声地喊你的名字，出来，我们就应该要出来。
When Jesus yells your name loudly to come out, you must come out.
在你的人生里面，你有没有什么样的坟墓是你躺在里边，你好像觉得没有力气出不来的？
In your life, what kind of tomb have you been laying on?
耶稣喊你的名字，出来。
Jesus calls to you. He yells your name to come out.
连死人都可以顺从耶稣的话，都可以出来，我们也要有勇气，我们要采取行动，要走出来。
When even a dead man can respond to Jesus' commands to walk out.
然后像木乃伊一样，这样这个包成粽子的拉撒路，他走出来以后呢，耶稣对他们说，对众人说，解开，叫他走。
You must also have courage to walk out of the tomb. And when Lazarus walks out like a
粽子，
英文怎么说？ Like tamale? Close enough.
Paraphrase.
When Lazarus walks out all packaged up, Jesus says to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go.
对，一方面耶稣呢给他一个呼召，让他自己要采取行动，自己要走出来。但是很多的时候呢，就像我们信主得救，我们信主之前，我们在得救之前，我们可能是散发臭味的，我们是不讨人喜欢的，有很多的毛病。
Jesus calls Lazarus to him for him to walk out himself, And sometimes, like a dead person, we reek of dead people and are repulsive.
当我们复活之后呢，就像拉撒路复活之后，我们信主之后呢，我们有全新的生命，但是很多时候我们还是被缠裹的，被绑起来的。
But when we're resurrected, we have a brand new life, though sometimes we can still be tangled.
这时候呢，耶稣要我们其他的人，周围的人去帮助他，要去解开，要让他走。
At this point, Jesus calls for everyone around us to untangle and let the man go.
这是为什么神要设立教会，要有弟兄姐妹在我们的身边。你有什么问题，找弟兄姐妹，来找牧师。
This is why the Lord calls for us to have a church and to have a community.
那么我们一起来看一看这个神迹，它指向了更大的真理。
Let's see what kind of larger truth this miracle leads us to.
有三层的意义，第一层的是证明耶稣是神的儿子。
There's three layers of meanings. The first layer is to prove that Jesus is the Son of God.
而且呢，第二层是预表信徒将来的复活。
The second layer is to foreshadow the resurrection.
第三部分呢，是象征属灵的重生。
And the third part is to symbolize spiritual rebirth.
第二十五节，耶稣，五章二十五节，耶稣在这里说，我实实在在的告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了，死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
In John chapter 5:25, it says, Very truly I tell you, a time is coming, and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
好的，我们一起来总结一下今天我们学习到的功课。
Now, let's summarize what we've learned today.
神的延迟是为了更大的荣耀。
God delays for his greater glory.
我们学习到耶稣自己他就是复活和生命。
We learned that Jesus himself is resurrection and life.
还有就是耶稣的声音能使死人复活。
And that Jesus' voice can cause dead people to resurrect.
到了最后呢，我们一起来背诵二十五节这节经文。
Finally, let's memorize verse 25.
我们一起来读三遍，三遍之后有考试。
Let's read three times. There's going to be a test afterwards.
我们一起来读，耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。准备好了吗？请向旁边的人背诵出来。
Let us read. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. Let's practice that three times. Everyone memorize that really quickly. Let's do a prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师，我们感谢你，你赐给我们这样美好的经文。
Our Lord, our Father, let us do a prayer right now.
Yeah. 感谢你，你让我们知道我们的生命中可能会遭遇各种各样的情况，但是主啊，你依然掌管主权。
Lord, thank you for letting us know that even though we will face difficult situations, that you are still in charge.
主啊，你说复活在你，生命也在你，主啊，让我们完全的相信你，信靠你。
Lord, you said that resurrection is in you and that life is also in you. Let us believe that.
不管我们的生命处在什么样的一个情境里面，当主你说你叫我们的名字，你让我们出来的时候，给我们勇气，给我们力量，让我们就勇敢地走出来。
No matter what situation we are in life, when you call our name, let us walk out and obey your commands.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Lord, thank you. Your children pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.